Grayson Adams turns 3 years old in September, but has spent nearly as many years on waiting lists as he has been alive. At just 4 months, he was diagnosed with tuberous sclerosis, a rare condition. And if he doesn't receive a variety of specialist therapies in the next year, his mother has been told his chances of being able to walk and talk could diminish to just 2%. I'm joined now by Dawn Adams, Grayson's mother. Good morning, Dawn. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Claire. Thanks very much for your time.
Tell us a little bit about Grayson and the challenges that he faces.
So Grayson is an amazing little boy. He's 2.5. He'll be 3 now in September. At 4 months old, Grayson was diagnosed with tuberous sclerosis. As you said yourself there, it's a very rare condition. Tuberous sclerosis causes tubers on the brain, eyes, heart, kidneys, skin, all major organs. And with each of those comes some complexities. We see a neurologist, ophthalmologist, cardiologist, nephrologist and dermatologist, each of which look after the tubers in their specialised areas. The tubers on the brain cause complex epilepsy. We have, in the early days, Grayson was having in excess of 80 seizures a day. Now, through a very long process of going through many different medications, we have been able, with the help of his neurology team in Temple Street, to get him down to 3 seizures per day, okay, which is where we're at now.
And tell me a little bit, Dawn, about his life at the moment. Can he stand? Can he crawl? Can he walk? Can he communicate with you?
No. So unfortunately, it's the seizures cause so much damage to the brain that he is delayed. So he has global developmental delay. The possibility for Grayson to speak and walk is there. It's just everything is very much delayed. At the moment, he can bum shuffle around, which is great, but he cannot stand, walk, and he has no words. Mm-hmm. So our day-to-day lives are very difficult.
Yeah, and you spoke at length with Ellen Coyne in the Irish Independent recently. And as you said there, you went through all of the different specialists that you deal with for Grayson. But what you're saying is that he needs more interventions now in order to push him down along this path, because you believe that his potential there is to be able to speak, to be able to walk, to be able to communicate with you.
Absolutely, and that's a fact. Grayson has 2 arms and 2 legs that are in perfect working order. He just doesn't know how to use them. But the possibility for him to learn is there. He's not a lost cause. And he was initially referred to what's now called the CDNT, Children's Disability Network, at 4 months old when he was diagnosed. His file went to the Summerhill Clinic. After months of sitting on their waiting list, they decided his needs were too complex for them, so they sent his file to the CRC in Raheny. The CRC refused him and sent his file to St. Michael's House. He sat then on St. Michael's House waiting list for approximately a year, and then he came up for a review. And what that means is that the panel were going to sit down, look at his file and allocate him the services that he desperately needs. Unfortunately, 2 days before Grayson's panel review, the government changed the system and all of the children got sent to clinics with regards to their postcode as opposed to their disability. So Grayson lost out on that panel review and got sent back to the CRC, where he has sat on the waiting list ever since. Mm-hmm. Now, I have been chasing his file at each step of this journey, just to make sure it doesn't get lost in translation or whatever. So he was initially referred for these services in February 2020. When he got sent back to the CRC for the second time, it was January 2022. And I contacted them to make sure that he was on the waiting list as of February 20 and not January 2022, which was the second time he went back to their list. They put it back on me, the onus back on me, to prove that he had been referred at that age.
back in 2020.
Yeah.
And can I ask you, Dawn, what is the impact of this of this delay on you and on Grayson? How has it affected him?
It's astronomical, and that's not an exaggeration. Grayson is 2.5 now, 3 in September, with no words. As he gets older, everything gets more difficult. I have to guess everything that he wants and needs. Of course, I'm very good at that now. I'm his mom, so I know most of the time what he wants. But I can't leave him with anybody else. So there's no break, you know. If Grayson could say little things like drink, hungry, tired. I'm not expecting Grayson to be fluent with words like we are, but just a couple of essential words to help him get through his life.
And the frustrating thing is that you have been told by the consultants that you're dealing with that he does have the potential to reach those milestones if he got the help that he needed.
He absolutely does. And in the last 2 years from working with Grayson myself, like, I'm just a regular mom with an extraordinary child. I'm not a physiotherapist, occupational therapist, speech and language therapist, which is what he needs, which is what's on offer from the CDND. Just working with him myself over the last 2 years, his balance is fantastic. He can sit alone. He can bum shuffle. He flies around on his bottom. He's trying, and you can see the will is there. He just doesn't have the knowledge.
Mm-hmm. And what about for yourself? Because I know you're working. I mean, I don't know how you're managing to do that and look after Grayson as well.
Yeah, things have become extremely difficult, especially of late. Chasing down the services and following up all the different departments, being sent from one place to another, has become a full-time job in itself. And aside from chasing the services, we have now a massive issue with Grayson starting creche in September. Also taking care of Grayson, and then, yes, I do work full-time.
And have you managed to find a creche, Dawn?
Yes, so our search for creche started last year to be ready for September this year. I applied to all of the creches listed in 3 different postcodes, and he was refused from them all. That was in excess of 55 creches. I started then, not to mention that he had epilepsy, to see if there would be any different response. I got invited to a creche on the back of one of those emails, and I was told on the premises, you'd be better off sending him somewhere else. That was when I told her he had epilepsy. But there is one creche that contacted me, and they're only delighted to take Grayson. And we paid our fees, we held the space, and then 2 months ago they called me and said, "Dawn, we're so, so sorry, but we can't take Grayson." I said, "Why?" They said, "Because our insurer won't insure us but due to his epilepsy." I said, "Surely that's crazy. There's thousands of children in Ireland with epilepsy that go to school." And she said, "Yes, we'll need a full-time nurse on the premises when Grayson is here for him to be able to come." So there started another journey for myself, contacting AIMS, who are the Access and Inclusion Model, a model that supports, which is designed by the government to ensure that children with disabilities can fully participate in early childcare education, and thereby reaping the benefits of early education and their opportunity to reach their full potential, which every child is entitled to. Why not Grayson?
So what does this mean for you now and continuing on in work come September?
Unfortunately, at this stage, I've been forced into a position where most recently I've had to take parental leave. It wasn't a decision that I wanted to make, but I have absolutely no other option.
Mm-hmm. So just to clarify then, Dawn, what is your call today? What do you need? What does Grayson need to have happen now?
Grayson has waited 2.5 years for the services that he needs to have any opportunity at a decent quality of life, which is physiotherapy, occupational therapy, and speech and language therapy. That service is already up and running and set up by the government. I'm not asking for anything that's not already there. I'm simply asking for him to be taken off the waiting list and given these services that will change the course of his life and mine.
And the clock,
I think his way is long enough.
The clock is ticking here for Grayson. He needs the interventions now.
Yes, if Grayson had had the interventions when he was referred, who knows where he'd be now? Maybe he'd be talking to me. Like, you know, you have children yourself. Imagine never hearing your child's voice, but knowing that the potential is there. But he's just waiting. I've sent, I can't tell you how many emails and made how many phone calls. But there's no transparency. There's no open lines of communication. You're just left in the dark with no answers.
But also, you've got this other pressure, and you've been told, haven't you, by consultants, that he needs this help within the next 12 months.
Yes, with regards to tuberous sclerosis, if Grayson doesn't get these services before 4 years old, his chances of ever walking reduce to 2%. And that's really just a percentage that they leave you with hope so you don't give up, you know. But I won't give up. I have done everything thus far that I possibly can. And my last resort was going to the media. I have absolutely no other options.
Well, we went to the HSE and we went to the Central Remedial Clinic and we asked them about Grayson's situation. Now, we did get a statement done from the Community Healthcare Organisation for Dublin North City and Council, and they say that the Children's Disability Network teams were established in the Community Healthcare Organisation in that area in September of 2021. Their focus, we're told, is on the goals that the children and families may achieve at home and steps they may take together with the Children's Disability Network team, rather than the number of sessions of therapy such as speech and language. Now, they say that they routinely review the waiting lists and active files of children on their teams. They aim to provide a clearer indication of anticipated waiting times for services and contact those waiting the longest to update them on timeframes. The original referral dates for children transferred to CDNTs will be honoured. They go on to say that at present 270 children are active on the Clontarf Children's Disability Network team caseload. There are 137 children on the waiting list for this team. So 137 children who are waiting to be seen by that team.
Could I just come back on that just for 1 second?
Yes.
I have been contacting them since January of this year, which is 8 months now. Yes, your researchers contacted them once and got an answer. I find that most disappointing. Mm-hmm. Also, they quote the CDNT network being set up in 2021. It was prior to that primary care team. It's just that the name changed in 2021.
Okay, and the main point is that Grayson needs services and he needs them now. The clock is ticking. His situation is not going to improve unless he has those interventions, and you're very clear on that, Dawn.
Yes, and the impact that this is going to have on the rest of our lives is massive. We need that help. Grayson needs that help now. And I think waiting 2.5 years is long enough.
Dawn, thank you very much for talking to us, and we wish you both well. That's Dawn Adams, mother of Grayson. Let's take a break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Just more on Grayson. We were talking to his mother, Dawn, there before the break, because we asked the Department of Children, Equality, Disability and Integration and Youth for a response on the issue of creche access for Grayson. Dawn was saying that now she's had to take parental leave because she just can't get a creche for him. And they say preschool providers are privately operated and set their own admission policies. However, the department is not aware of any insurance conditionality that would prevent a service registering a child with epilepsy. As such, insurance concerns should not be a barrier to admission. They also say it's important to note there's no conditionality with regard to these supports for entering a preschool setting. The Better Start Early Years Specialist Service does not and cannot insist that families access therapeutic services or nursing supports. Decisions on admission to a preschool setting are solely a matter for the preschool provider. Any family experiencing difficulties accessing a place for the ECHI programme for their child should contact their local county childcare committee. Just one of a number of difficulties facing Grayson and facing Dawn.